Ravens Game Plan has been brought to you by M&T Bank. Get the exclusive Ravens check card only at M&T Bank. Visit any M&T Bank branch or ravenschecking.com today.
You know, this team, you know, we got a will to win. And it's not pretty, but you know what? Sit at 9-2 and, you know, almost, you know, taking threshold of the division really feels good.
And as we welcome Eric DeCosta for our Week 13 edition of Scouts Honor, we honor the scouts that in 2008 selected Ray Rice as the 55th player in the draft. We've talked about this before. He went after Jonathan Stewart, Rashard Mendenhall, Forte, Johnson, and yet this player has been a remarkable player. What did you know that no one else knew?
Well, I think he was a competitive runner. He didn't like to go down. He never went down in contact, first contact, which we saw the other day. Very good quickness, vision, instincts, ran low to the ground. We didn't know a lot about his hands. You know, that was one thing that we kind of had some blind faith in. Craig Versteeg, who coached him at Rutgers, had the opportunity to be around him, thought he had pretty good hands, but we didn't really know because he didn't catch a lot of passes. The thing we did know is he was a special kid. He was a workhorse, extremely durable, tough-minded, overcame, you know, sort of a tougher upbringing than most people have, able to overcome adversity, tremendously productive, great intangibles. That makeup is really, really important and something that made us very attractive to him.
When you look back at the pre-draft reports on Ray Rice, did not have breakaway speed, and they said he was overused so much at Rutgers he would have durability issues. Yet his football speed and his ability to stay on the field and have, you know, 1,000 snaps a year has never been in question. Again, those kind of pre-draft scouts versus what you see 5 years into a pro career, kind of amazing.
Well, he actually ran a 4.4 at the combine. I think he's a guy that between 0 and 50, he's very fast. As he gets past 50 yards, like a lot of running backs, he's going to lose some speed. I think in terms of the durability, one thing about Ray Rice that stands out is he takes very, very good care of his body. He's got a tireless work ethic. He's great in the off season. He works harder and harder every single year. That discipline, that mental discipline to make himself a great player is critical.
Well, talking about the offensive line, since the Ja Reed became a starter at left guard, you've had great continuity now along the O-line, which you love. And it occurred to me, when Ja Reed walks in the building, you see tackle, right? You see 6'7", 350. You don't see Edwin Mulitalo. You don't see 6'1", 335. Then you thought about Kelechi. He could slide in and play guard. From a personnel standpoint, has there been a sea change in the way you look at guards and tackles and centers and that versatility? Can Ja Reed play guard? Clearly he can.
I think one of the big things is the football intelligence. Being able to think quickly on your feet is critical at the guard position. Things happen so fast. Players are right up close to you with all the twists and stunts and blitzes and things. Being able to adjust is critical at that spot. And the next thing we look for is athletic ability, being able to pull and play in space, get to the second level, adjust, and all those types of things. And then to have the size to anchor. Ja has all that stuff. He's a good worker. He's only going to get better. He's got a lot of upside. He's shown he can do it. I'm proud of the fact that he and Ramon, Bobby Williams, we've won games with all those guys in the lineup this year, and I think that speaks to the quality of the depth that we have at the offensive line position.
You finally got a couple of sacks on Art Jones. He's been coming. I know you always loved his motor, kind of those long arms, that great lower body. Coach Harbaugh said in his press conference that his technique has improved dramatically over a 3-4 week period, and it's kind of interesting. They've been practicing, you know, with Art for a couple of years to see the technique come together. That helps you guys out when a fifth round choice like that works his way into being a starting level player.
Well, we've seen flashes, but he hasn't consistently put it together. This past week he did. He made, you know, some big plays in the game, a couple sacks. I think he had a tackle for a loss. He's a guy with a great motor. He plays very, very hard. He's got a good makeup. He's smart. He's tough. He's productive. He's got all the tools to be a good player. And I think he comes from a football family, obviously. I think he's really getting better. A lot of these younger players that we've talked about, Larry, they improve over time. First year to second year to third year, you're going to see big gains. Paul Kruger, another guy, you know, his best football is ahead of him. He's played well over the last 2, 3, 4 weeks making big plays for us. And these guys, they're not all going to come out of the woodwork right away and be elite players. It takes them a period of time. Some guys get it year one, other guys get it year four. As a scout, our job is to predict how fast fast that player is going to get there, and that's a big part of what we do.
He even had Josh Bynes playing that inside backer position, McClellan, names that people don't know, Ellerbe with a couple of sacks. These are the guys that make the difference in being playoff-level teams. Even your special teams guys, I know we lost Levine, but you have guys at the bottom of the roster making huge plays as gunners. That's where you really make your money. Anybody can pick a top-five pick. You're making your money on those guys at the bottom of the roster contributing.
We are, and we're hoping that guys like Asa Jackson, who had the chance to play last week and made a special teams tackle, he's going to continue to ascend. We've seen Shockey Brown take the next step and get valuable reps for us on defense this year and really raise his level of play on special teams to be one of our best special teams guys. It's all about getting the experience, working in the offseason, learning the game of football, and then producing when you take the field.
And those little nuances at the bottom of the roster, having David Reed come back up in a week 13, that helps too.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I think our trainers did a great job with David. He's another guy. He's overcome a lot of serious injuries. But when he's been in the game for us as a kick returner on special teams, he's been very, very good for us.
It is depth that wins championships, as Eric DeCosta will prove year after year. Thanks for joining us for Scouts Honor. Thank you for being with us for our Week 13 edition of Game Plan. Ravens Steelers coming up. We'll see you next week.